let's talk about how we measure performance on solving for this disease. There are three parts to it. The first is a health problem. You have to stabilize people's lives and health. The second is production. You have to stabilize the producers in the economy, the companies that provide jobs. And the third thing is demand, which is people spending. Let's talk about the first, healthcare. What are the measures? How do you know we're doing well? Well, one thing we could do is we can count what percentage of people outside of Instagram have masks, tests that have been issued to them, have ventilators if they get sick in the hospital. We should have been manufacturing all of these things. But the reality is, things got so crazy, the government started sending misinformation that masks don't matter, don't wear masks, because there was such a shortage that they wanted to make sure that there wasn't a run on masks and medical professionals could have them. You absolutely need masks, and they absolutely help. There's no question about that. So whoever said that was lying to cover up for the absence of something we should have been prepared for. That already is an immediate failure on a very simple benchmark for handling an epidemic. The second thing, lives lost. Pretty obvious, or how many people are seriously injured. These are all quantifiable metrics. And we don't have to look at them in isolation because we can compare to how other countries did. You look at Singapore and Taiwan, which have a way higher concentration of population. So they're not bigger populations, but people are on top of each other because people live in cities. So it's more like New York than it is, you know, Toledo or some suburbia or whatever, where people are constantly bumping up against each other, taking public transportation, going into little stores and shops and whatever, and touching all these public goods. Those guys were incredible. South Korea too. There are 20 times more people dead in Italy than in South Korea. There were 9 times more people tested in South Korea than in Italy. Singapore and Taiwan didn't shut schools. They didn't shut businesses. They made sure people wore masks. They targeted clusters. And Israel have only had one death thus far. Obviously, some people are doing better than others. So we can benchmark our performance against these other nations. And we can adjust for population size and all that. But there's a level of preparation that was not a mystery to us. We have the CIA and intelligence agencies and health agencies and all these others that are monitoring this stuff. We have the best information available. All of this stuff would be a fireable offense. It really drives me nuts because not having prep stations or testing stations or triage rooms or not having enough ventilators. These are basic things. I mean, I'm not in this business, but anyone who deals with illnesses or pandemics like the CDC should know this stuff. This should be available. This should be part of basic preparedness. It's like when you walk into a building and it has sprinklers. These are sprinklers for healthcare. It's not rocket science. So if we can't perform as well as these other countries, we need to hold our leaders accountable. It's not just at the federal level, it's at multiple levels. And it makes sense why some of these countries would do better than others. A lot of the Asian countries had to handle N1H1 and SARS, so they were prepared. And it is mind-boggling to me that we don't put out a call to these other nations to figure out, hey, what'd you guys do? Or another crazy thought, why not just hire them? Hire them to do it for us. We're going to be paying billions and trillions of dollars to fix our screw-ups. So why not just pay them a few million or even 100 million to do it for us? Outsource. They know what they're doing. Get the best of the best. We have the money. Clearly we have the money. I'm going to get into that in a second. And even though there's not a great measure for it, communication is another thing that needed to be better. We had to get to the point where we're telling people, oh, you know, tests are on the way. Masks aren't important. It was lies. They had to be told, I don't know, or people were going to panic. So it's like, oh yeah, the good things are on the way. It's a little bit like religion, right? Where it's like, oh, don't worry. It might suck now, but there's 70 virgins waiting for you. Now, the other metrics are pretty easy. So when you talk about production and businesses, we can measure what number and what dollars of businesses were closed or business lost. And then, of course, jobs lost. Because we're in a global economy, the losses here will cascade to other countries. So even countries that did well in handling the virus are now going to be affected because we don't have enough people working to buy the products that they make. So they're going to be fired. Think about that for a second. We're screwing over the people who did their jobs, who wore the masks, who got the ventilators. It's crazy. And then there's the demand metric. The demand metric is pretty simple. GDP. That's all the economic activity that happens in the country. And that's going to be hit hard very, very soon. And the thing that drives me nuts is that we didn't have to do it this way. And I know that by looking at these other countries. We could have just emulated them. And now everyone's going to pay the price, including them. That's it for this section. Join me tomorrow for the next part in this series. And don't forget to subscribe to the email list here and join the Patreon for lots of members-only episodes. I'm Steve Factor for The McFuture. See you tomorrow.